This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The three-pack is back. The three-pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are to eliminate odors, allergens, and air pollutants. Get the three-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3.
Strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Mr. President, well, you just made some news saying you would support changing the filibuster rules to codify abortion rights broadly across the country.
Right to privacy, not just abortion rights, but yes, abortion rights.
They want to make this country into a banana republic where if you don't get your way, you change the rules.
4, 10, 8, and 6.
I don't understand. Why do you win?
Because I win.
What's the name of that game, anyways?
I win.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
We need more women in positions of power. If Putin was a woman.
I'd like your candid opinion. Do you think that I could pass as a woman?
Well, it depends on two things.
Two things.
How dark the night and how bad their eyesight.
All right, guys. There's no such thing as a quick one. I'm out of here. Thank you all very much.
See you later, suckers. Meet me. Pew!
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. The number, if you'd like to join us, as always, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. And we're getting down to the Independence Day weekend. Of course, the 4th of July is on Monday, and everybody's beginning to head off to their vacation destinations. But we're still talking about the hearing. We got a lot to talk about today, but we're talking about the hearings that took place on Capitol Hill. And it involved what happened on January 6th, as you know. And a witness was called to share her hearsay and her double hearsay about what happened that day. So I just wanted to say that I am available to testify before the January 6th committee about what I personally recall. And this is not hearsay. This is firsthand evidence about what happened on January 6th. I am
Donald willing. John Trump incited the erection.
Well, that's what you say. And, you know, we could go back to what you said in front of the Supreme Court building, threatening justices Gorsuch and Kavanaugh, Senator Schumer. But I want to just get back to this. I've even put together some of my notes, Mr. Chairman, about what happened on what really happened on January 6th. And I am willing to take questions afterwards. Here's what was really happening on January 6th. Gas was $1.93 a gallon, give or take a few cents, but pretty close. There was zero inflation. Again, pretty close, maybe like 1%, 1.5%. Supply chain was functioning well. Grocery store shelves, hardware store shelves. Didn't have to wait months if you ordered a piece of furniture, a bicycle, a car part. Economy was a little wobbly after the Chinese virus was imported into the country, but the economy was basically the strongest it had been in 50 years. The border was controlled and secure. Very few illegal aliens were escaping into the country to sell fentanyl and go on welfare. No terrorists were crossing the U.S. border. Again, this is all stuff that was happening, Mr. Chairman, on January 6th. Totally, totally changed country right now, isn't it? The border was controlled and secure. As I said, the Taliban was not armed with U.S. artillery. We had a friendly regime in control in Kabul. We controlled our air base. We had not surrendered $80+ billion worth of military hardware to Stone Age Muslim terrorists. There was a job market that was full. There were not millions of job shortages. People hadn't stopped working. Fentanyl drug overdoses were not at record highs as they are today because, again, to repeat, the border was secure. Gangbangers, coyotes, drug cartels, the Red Chinese were not importing untold amounts of fentanyl into the United States to kill American citizens. Again, this is the way it was on January 6th. This is my sworn testimony to the Select Committee. The stock market was at near record highs. 401ks, IRAs, 403Bs were at record highs. Pension funds, many for state and municipal and federal retirees, were at record highs. They were no longer underfunded as they had been in the days of the bleak malaise days of the Obama administration. Interest rates were at record lows. Have I missed anything, Mr. Chairman? Have I missed anything at all? This is the way it was on January 6th, 2021. 844-500-4242. And now look at it. Do you think that anyone at your barbecue this weekend will be talking about the January 6th hearings? Do you think they'll be talking about how there was an attempted coup at the Capitol, how it was an existential threat to democracy, how various players should be charged with sedition? Do you think any of that will be going on? I rather doubt it. Anyway, in other news today, 844-500-4242, the Supreme Court has recessed for the summer, and Stephen Breyer has retired, and he's been replaced by Ketanji Brown Jackson, who doesn't know what a woman is. She still is unclear what a woman is, despite the repeal of overturning of Roe v. Wade. And the Supreme Court issued two more decisions today. They said that the Biden administration could rescind the Remain in Mexico order that the Trump administration had put into place. And, of course, that means there will be even a greater influx of illegal aliens, if it's possible, into the United States. And I guess we won't even – but, you know, on the – I guess the positive news from the standpoint of the Democrats is that many of the people that have been stopped from coming into the country because they were COVID positive can now come in, and we can get the panic going again. Is that what they want? Sometimes it certainly seems that way, doesn't it? That they really appreciate it. They really enjoyed the panic of 2021 because, of course, it got rid of Orange Man Bad. And the other thing that the Supreme Court did, which was more positive in my opinion, is that they reined in the Environmental Protection Agency and by inference, I guess, all the other bureaucracies that have just slowly usurped authority from Congress when it comes to issuing regulations. And this was on emissions from power plants in specifically West Virginia. And as you know, there was I think it was called the Clean Air Act of 1970. It set up the EPA, and since then the EPA has just been slowly expanding its power. And Congress has done nothing because, you know, they just prefer to have fundraisers and go to swank retreats with their fat cat donors and Georgetown cocktail parties, rather than actually doing the work and offending people and thereby jeopardizing their campaign contributions. So now Congress has had the power that the founding fathers intended it to have restored to it, which is, I think, a good thing.
Hey, Howie.
Yes.
So you said you're not happy with the Supreme Court's decision regarding the Remain in Mexico policy, correct?
No, correct.
So do you want to abolish them, obviously?
Of course I want to. I can't decide, Grace, whether I want to abolish them or expand the Supreme Court.
Let me know.
Could we abolish them and expand it, or it just depends on
how
I'm...
No, they're mutually exclusive.
It just depends on how I'm identifying that day. Is a Supreme Court abolitionist, or will I identify as a Supreme Court expander?
There's a big, big urging from Republicans that we should abolish the Supreme Court today because of this decision.
Yeah. Well, you know, let's see. I mean, I'm in favor of, Biden was selected by the Electoral College, so I guess the Electoral College is going to have to go as well. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. As you know, Mike Lindell and our friends at MyPillow have a passion for helping Howie Carr listeners get the best sleep of their lives. They didn't stop when they created the best pillow. MyPillow has done it again with the most incredible My Slippers. I have a pair, and life is so good when I'm wearing them. And now for a limited time, you can save up to $90. You can get them for under $50, I believe, on a pair of My Slippers. This blowout sale won't last long, so order yours today by using the promo code Howie when you go to the radio listener square at MyPillow.com. MyPillow took over 2 years to develop what I like to call heaven for your feet. What's really cool is that My Slippers are designed to wear indoors and outdoors all day long. I can wear them on my morning walk, and I can wear them all through the evening, indoor, outdoor, wherever you are. They're the most comfortable for your feet, footwear you've ever had. Your feet are just waiting to meet MyPillow's quality leather suede plus foam and impact gel, which help prevent fatigue. This offer won't last forever. Get your $90 off right now. Call 800-658-4965 and use the code Howie, or go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and don't forget to use the code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show will be back in a bit. The paperboy is going to make a few edits on his latest Herald column.
You want to break into my kind of racket? This is the lousiest game there is. You can risk your hide to get a good shot, and the city desk may stick it on page 10, if it's used at all.
He's the undisputed king of New England talk radio.
No brag, just fact.
Howie Carr.
It's Howie Carr's cheap bastard deal.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds too good to be true.
Oh, no, it's real, and it's a steal.
You know there's plenty more when you shop at Howie's store for another Howie Carr cheap bastard deal.
Howie Carr. The cheapest bastard around.
All right. This is probably our most popular item of many popular cheap bastard deals that we have. It's to the 110 Grill. There are over 35 locations throughout the Northeast, including New York State. The 110 Grill, it's a modern American cuisine in a trendy, casual atmosphere. And wherever you are, you're going to find one not far from you. While supplies last, you can now purchase a gift card valued at $50 for just $25. But with so many locations, these are going to sell out extremely fast. They're already selling as soon as we started putting them on the website before I even announced this. So get yours now. Get your gift card now to the 110 Grill at HowieCarShow.com. Click on store. These 110 Grill gift cards are also valid at all Aviva Trattoria locations. With us now is Kim Wallace from the 110 Grill. Kim, thanks for coming on the show with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Howie. Appreciate it.
What's in store at the 110 Grill locations this weekend, Kim?
Well, this is what we always talk about is our patio days, right? So we want to be able to have you come on down and sit on our patios and enjoy some of our summer fare that we have. So this weekend we're featuring a few things. We've got our avocado tuna, which is a very nice light dish. Filling. It's a yellowfin tuna served with some ribbons of cucumber melon. We put a ginger soy sauce on top of. It goes lovely with our beautiful sangria, which is back. One of our fan favorites is our raspberry lemon sangria, which is refreshing. It's got some red berry vodka in it. That pairs very well together. Very popular as well. And then we've got our steak salad for those who still want, something a little bit heavier. which we top off with real bacon that is chopped, so it's not the bacon bits that other places may serve, with blue cheese. Blue cheese crumbled, a lovely house-made steak sauce that the chef has created, and that pairs very well with our other sangria, which is a truly sangria, which is a red, deep, dark sangria topped with truly salsa, which is something unique and different to 110 Grill.
It's 110 Grill has really great American cuisine. Grace and I were in Manchester, New Hampshire for one of our affiliates' radio station's birthday parties a couple of weeks ago, and we ordered out at the Manchester 110 Grill and had great cheeseburgers. You have fantastic cheeseburgers. It's just a great American American dining spot.
Yeah, I agree. Thanks for that. You know, and what's coming too is, not only this weekend, Howie, but we've got two more locations coming to Massachusetts by the end of 2022. We're going to go down to Hanover, Massachusetts, which gives more people on the South Shore a nice option. And then we're going to go out to Lenox, Mass. So if you know, it kind of like bridges between our Albany location and our Hadley, Mass location, which is wonderful. Two more options coming.
Wow, that's great. That's great news. So again, these are going to go really fast. And again, how many of the 35 locations have patios? Most of them, right?
We have all of our locations have patios, every single one of them, which is great. Some are a little bit smaller, some are larger, but I mean, all have tables with full service on them, which is great. It's an extension of our dining room, so people can enjoy that want to sit out in the warmer weather versus the air conditioning. So we have space for everybody.
So you have over 35 locations in Massachusetts, Rhode Island, New Hampshire, Connecticut, and New York. So it's just a great place, and these are great gift certificates, and $50 gift certificate for $25. Go to HowieCarShow.com and click on store and get them. And they're going to go very fast. And the thing is, you have a nice point program too. So when you spend a certain number of dollars, you get more free credit, right?
Yeah. So we have a fantastic loyalty program, right? So all you need to do is when you come in and you spend buy something from an entree or food and a non-alcoholic beverage, you get one point for every dollar. So by the first one, you get to 110 points. You get a $10 voucher. You can save them and have a little private party if you'd like to in our private dining rooms, or use them for a business lunch meeting. It's fantastic. And I'll tell you what else we're doing, something for our first time ever, Howie, this year, is on 4th of July, Monday, we're closing all of our 110 Grill locations to celebrate team member appreciation for all they've done for us, and we're going to let people enjoy time with their family and friends.
Oh, so you're going to be closed on the 4th of July then. Okay.
Yeah, we are.
Going Chick-fil-A style on a Monday. But just for one day.
Just for one day.
Bruce in the Met says the people at the 110 in Stratum, they're great. Great business and great food, says Bruce from the Mets. Everybody loves them. They're gonna be gone very, very quickly, as they always are. And by the way, if they're gone by the time you get online, we have a few Aviva Trattorias left over from Grace's show. That's the sister chain of with the 110 Grill. There's five of them in Massachusetts, more opening all the time. But you can get Aviva Trattoria gift certificates if the 110 grills are sold out. And the 110 Grill gift certificates are also, they're good at the Aviva Trattoria, as I understand.
Yeah, they are. It's wonderful. And our loyalty system, the same point program, the same as well, right? And some of our locations are right near each other. So if you pull in and you decide you want Italian, let's go over to Aviva Trattoria, or come over for the American cuisine for a 110 Grill. It's a great sister partnership we have.
Yeah. Both of them are great places to go, and just check them out and get on board right now at HowieCarShow.com. Click on store, and we have either gift certificates, $50 gift certificates for $25 to both the 110 Grill and to Aviva Trattoria. They're owned by the same chain, and they're both great restaurants. There's more 110 Grills than there are Aviva Trattorias, but they're both really good restaurants. And if they're sold out of the 110 Grills, try an Aviva Trattoria gift certificate, and you'll enjoy it. I guarantee it. All right, Kim Wallace, happy Independence Day to you and the whole staff, and I'm glad you're having the day off on the 4th of July. And we'll see you soon. We'll be in Plymouth, by the way, on July 15th, Grace and I, doing our shows from there. And we'll have plenty of petitions to sign to put the question of repealing the illegal alien driver's license law on the on the ballot in November. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. One friend of the Howie Carr Show up in Central Maine is Chris Greeley. He's the chief of police in Holden, Maine. Former state representative, sometimes a fill-in host on WVOM. He asked me to tell everybody that Paul LePage, former governor of Maine, candidate for a third term as governor of Maine, will be stopping by the Holden Police Department station house tomorrow from 10 to 10:30, and everybody in the area, the Bangor area, is invited to come by Holden Police Headquarters to meet Governor LePage. If you haven't already, you probably already know him, but he'll be there, and you're invited.
And he's the best.
He is. He's great. I saw him a couple of weeks ago. He's in a great mood. And
he's a very jolly man.
He is. He's campaigning. He's not working behind the bar this summer. I think he's campaigning to get his old job back. He was term limited out. Today's poll question is brought to you by the Howie Carr Show store. Right now, you can purchase a $50 gift card to Aviva Trattoria for just $25. I was just talking about it. We are now sold out of the 110 Grill gift certificates, but there are a handful of Aviva Trattorias left. Get your half-off Aviva Trattoria gift card right now at HowieCarrShow.com if you click store. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will the January 6th committee call on the two Secret Service agents to refute Cassidy Hutchinson's testimony?
No. Why would they do that, Taylor? That would mean that they were conducting it like they were really interested in due process and getting to the facts of what really happened. No.
98% say no.
You agree, Grace?
Yeah, I don't think that the phone's going to ring for those Secret Service agents anytime soon. And that was my favorite thing I was seeing from the Trump deranged people on Twitter who were saying, well, she's under oath. And so the people who are claiming she's lying should be under oath. I'm like, they're probably very willing, considering they say they want to come in and testify.
You know, Grace, I was thinking about that, too, when I saw those same tweets going out that she was under oath. How do you, if somebody is passing along not just hearsay, but in some cases double hearsay.
How are you under oath?
Yeah, how are you to know whether you're telling the truth, or how are you to know whether the person who told you, whether he was told the truth by the person who told him? I mean, I think it would be pretty difficult to prove guilt beyond a reasonable doubt, even if they were interested in doing that, and they're not.
Yeah, and something that people definitely aren't interested in general right now, is the January 6th hearings. According to a very recent CBS poll, investigating January 6th was the least important issue to voters.
I just volunteered to testify before the committee about what was really going on January 6th, and a couple of texters mentioned to me that one thing I forgot to mention was that, as I recall, what was going on January 6th is there were 13 U.S. service men and women who were still alive who had not been killed by a Taliban terrorist attack in Kabul after we neglected to properly secure the withdrawal of U.S. troops and our allies from Afghanistan.
Yeah, and that's just one thing to add to the list of many things that Joe Biden hasn't been asked to answer for. Today he was in Madrid bashing the United States, bashing the Supreme Court, and it's all really despicable. And even the questions that he gets asked by these reporters, I don't know, Howie, there's something about these two-part questions I'm not fond of. And they give him too much room to kind of wiggle out of things. They need to ask him real questions that he needs to give a direct answer on, instead of these big, broad, what do you say to people who are unhappy? And then he can just kind of go right into some random diatribe.
How about this? How about the voicemail that has been recovered from Hunter Biden's laptop, where you're asking him about a New York Times story about his Chinese business dealings, which is in direct contradiction to what you repeatedly said on the campaign trail in 2020, that you never discussed foreign business with your bag man. I mean, your son, Hunter Biden.
You could think of like five easy questions that you could ask.
I just did that right off the top of my head.
All having to do with Hunter Biden. Will you prosecute your son for the way he went about getting a gun?
Or will you try to quash a prosecution by your Justice Department?
Yes. You'd get the phrasing right. Yeah. You're the reporter.
Right. Yeah. I mean, there's all kinds of questions you could ask. And again, how about this one? Last year, your administration claimed credit because the price of the so-called July 4th barbecue was down 16 cents. This year, it's up 10%. Is that a failure?
Well, Howie, you know what the old expression is. Failure is an orphan.
No, success has a thousand fathers. Failure is an orphan. How about this? Mr. President, last year, everyone was complaining, even though you said the price of the basket of picnic goodies had gone down 16 cents because the price of a gallon of gasoline had gone up to $3.09 from being under $2 under your predecessor, that guy. Now the price of gasoline has increased almost $2 beyond $3.09 a gallon. Should the American people be happy about that?
Well, we had a guy who called in yesterday who said he got gas for $3.98, and he sounded pretty happy. But I think that's just because of comparing it to everything else. This is an interesting story from the Daily Mail. Raging U.S. inflation is far worse than we're being told.
No kidding.
If the government calculated price increases the same way it did in the 1980s, we'd already be in Jimmy Carter territory.
That's why we don't. Everybody knows that.
Yeah.
Now, all you got to do is there's several websites. The one I use is shadowstats.com, and they do the calculations on the 1980s, and they have it up around 17-18%, I believe.
Well, yeah, and just not to switch gears from inflation, but we're talking about questions that could have been asked of Joe Biden, and another one that just came to my mind was, is anyone going to ask him about the 51 migrants that died in Texas? Squashed into a tractor trailer because they were trying to get through into the country because of Joe Biden's lax policies on immigration. No one asked him about that. That seems like a big deal. I know that he'll say that was like 5 days ago, but you'd think the president of the United States would have to answer one question on that at some point, and he just walks away.
And what about the fact that his administration was promoting for about a month that he was going to go over there to the Gulf states and ask them to pump more oil.
Now he got into that a little bit.
But I mean, why have you reversed position? Is it just because Macron told you that that the Saudis do not have the capability to do this for at least 6 months?
Yeah, it was a wee bit concerning that we were watching the president of the United States get intel in real time from the president of France. There was something about that, Howie, that was unsettling to me. You know, like we always hear about these PDBs and these big meetings with all these experts, and then Macron just comes up to him and goes, hey, by the way, that plan you've been talking about for the last couple months, yeah, that's not going to work. They don't have any oil that they can produce anymore. They're at capacity. That's how he's finding out about things? That's almost worse than reading it in the newspaper. It's more embarrassing.
Let's play cut. Let's play a couple of these cuts, Taylor. Let's play cut one. This is Biden's press conference today at the end of the G7 meeting, which he also bollocks. He misidentified a couple of countries. We'll get into all this stuff, but let's play cut one. This is the beginning.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you. If you have a seat, please sit down. I think someone else walked in the room. Thank you very much for taking time to be here. I think we can all agree that this has been a historic NATO summit.
Can we all agree on that?
No, but we can agree to disagree.
If you have a chair, take a seat.
Yeah, honestly,
Irish, come into the parlor, as the song goes.
You've had VIPs here before that have been tough crowds, but no one's been that bad. People at least give you a ha. That crowd was not having it.
Cut two.
We got the telephone. He suggested we call the leader of Switzerland. Switzerland, my goodness, I'm getting really anxious here about expanding NATO. Oh, Sweden. And what happened was, we got on the phone and she asked if she could come the next day to want to talk about joining NATO.
He can't even be exasperated correctly. My good.
My good.
My good.
I just have to repeat this for the larger audience, Grace. You know, there was a Red Sox pitcher once back in the 80s named Bob Stanley. He was a good guy. He was a funny guy. And he got a big contract once, and they said, "What are you going to do with the money, Bob?" And he said, "I'm going to put it in one of those secret Swedish bank accounts." That's the last guy I ever saw that got Sweden and Switzerland mixed up.
And I bet he was a lot more likable than this guy.
He was a lot more likable.
I'd rather get a beer with him, I can tell you that much.
I never went to the gas pump and was fuming and said, "Damn you, Bob Stanley."
Yeah. You never put a sticker on the thing that said, "I did this," with a picture of him?
No, they said, "Mets win World Series." You have a picture of Bob Stanley. He was a pitcher for the Red Sox. Not one of his greater performances.
Great story, Grandpa. Could have used a vampire, though.
Oh, Taylor! That is rough!
What?
That's mean. I thought that was a great story, Grandpa. Brought to you by...
What was that? I didn't even hear that.
Oh, no.
Great story, Grandpa. Could have used a vampire, though.
Bruce from the Mets knows who Bob Stanley is.
He didn't come here to be made
sport. Our audience knows who Bob Stanley was. He was born in Portland, Maine, by the way.
You have to hear more about this guy.
Grace's News is brought to you by Toyota of Portsmouth.
Lives on the seacoast of New Hampshire now.
I hope he calls in.
Summer vacation soon. Bring your vehicle to Toyota of Portsmouth and get the proper maintenance done to get better gas mileage and safe travel. Book your appointment online at toyotaofportsmouth.com. That's toyotaofportsmouth.com. Howie, one other update for you that I just saw breaking. Donald Trump is open to a Trump-DeSantis 2024 presidential ticket.
Oh, I didn't see that. When did he say that?
So he had an interview with Rob Finnerty, USA, Wake Up America.
Right, he's
called.
On Newsmax.
Yes, and...
it was a good interview.
In an interview, Trump was asked if he could envision a Trump-Ron DeSantis ticket, and he said, "Well, I get along with him. I was very responsible for his success."
He was.
Because I endorsed him, and he went up like a rocket ship.
Yeah, he was down in the polls until he got endorsed by Trump. He was losing to the commissioner of agriculture, a guy named Putnam. Then Trump endorsed him because he was standing up for Trump in those Russian collusion hoax hearings, and he won. Trump would have to declare his residency officially in New Jersey, but that's no big deal. I mean, Cheney did that when he ran in 2000 with George Bush. He moved back to Wyoming.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So there it is. All right. Is that it, Grace?
That is it for me, Howie. I'm off.
All right. Grace is getting her hair done. She's very excited.
I'm very excited. It's long overdue.
Thank you, Grace.
Thank you.
Stop procrastinating and start taking Balance 7. It's my go-to drink to give me energy throughout the day. You know you should steer clear of those sugary energy drinks loaded with caffeine because you know what happens. You just crash later in the day. Balance 7 is good for you because it dilutes the acids that have built up over the years from eating acidic foods. When the acid is neutralized, the immune system is able to function like I was 20 or you're 20 years old again. It drives out the acid built up from beer, wine, soft drinks, processed meats, and other foods, so you feel better and sleep better. It also helps with acid reflux, heartburn, and or joint discomfort. Often I'm asked to try products and I can be skeptical, but in the case of Balance 7, they took a break from advertising last year, and I was still buying the product. They sent me an email thanking me for my loyalty, but I told them it's not so much loyalty, it's just that I think the product is pretty good, and it's helping me, so that's why I've been buying it. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm going to have some right now. It's made from safe, all-natural ingredients. It works perfectly in harmony with your body. If you suffer from low energy, heartburn, acid reflux, or joint discomfort, all this can happen because of too much acid. Give Balance 7 a try, and in just 3 days, you will feel the benefits. It's made in America and has sold more than 6 million units worldwide, a lot of them to me. Order at balance7.com. That's balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. When you use code word Howie, you'll save $10 and also receive free shipping. Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. And don't forget code word Howie. Please don't be stubborn. Order now. I'm Howie Carr.
Fighting the fake news, one former Democrat stenographer with a press pass at a time. It's Howie Carr.
This whole country is run on epidemics. Where you been? Epidemics of big business price fixing, crooked TV shows, income tax finagling, souped up expense accounts. How many honest men you know?
The Howie Carr Show is back.
Investment advisory services are offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. The content provided is intended for informational and educational purposes only. The views, statements, and opinions expressed herein are those of the individual speakers and not necessarily those of Foundations and its affiliates. Any discussion of performance or returns is not indicative of future results. Each individual investor situation is different, and any ideas provided may not be appropriate for your particular circumstances. Foundations only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. Registration as an investment advisor is not an endorsement of the firm by securities regulators and does not mean the advisor has achieved a specific level of skill or ability. No legal, investment, or tax advice is provided. Always consult with a tax professional. All rights reserved.
Joining us now is Kevin Frisbee, the financial wizard of the Howie Carr Show, to check in on the markets as we do every Thursday afternoon at this time. Kevin Frisbee, can you cheer me up right now?
I wish I had a silver bullet, Howie, and good positive news, but we had a good week last week. It was a good bounce, 6% higher in the markets. It's a tough week this week, and we're ending the month and the 6 month. It's been the worst 6 months since the early 1970s in the stock market. And, you look at the politics that we had back in the day, it kind of relates, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's just a bad situation. So what are you telling your clients that are calling in just despair or near despair, Kevin?
Yeah, most of our clients have fared the weather pretty well because we've actively moved and managed over the last 6 months. The people that are calling concerned is the people that are watching, again, too much news. And I'm a news junkie myself, and I'm not faulting anybody. But, you want to stab yourself in the eye when you turn on the TV and watch what's going on. We have a declining market. It's going to turn around. At the end of the day, if you get 5 or more years before you retire, I would stay put and not worry too much about it. You know what? We have a midterm election coming up. That's going to turn the tide to the Congress and the Senate, likely. And the markets tend to like that stalemate when you have a Democrat president and a Republican Congress and Senate.
Yeah. So you just have to hang in there and just try to wait it out. How about any suggestions for anything non-traditional, whether it's the crypto I know is taking a beating, or real estate, annuities, bond market? What you have any prescriptions along those lines?
Yeah, I've been shying away. I've not gotten into the crypto markets personally.
Good move, as it turns out.
Doing that, yeah, it's a dangerous play. Real estate has always fared well in a recessionary environment. I can tell you, we're not going to have a decline like we had in 2007 to 2009 in the real estate market because the banks have the balance sheets capable of sustaining a pullback. So I think real estate might be one of the more solid investments for people to stay with or get into if we start to have some declining prices. It might be a good time to look at taking a nibble at real estate.
CDs are up a little, says 508. Is there a place for them?
Certificates of disappointment, we call those, CDs.
I guess the answer is no, 508.
Yeah, at less than 2% interest, you're losing a lot of ground to high inflation.
Yeah, what do you think the real inflation rate is, Kevin?
They announced the 4.7% this morning. We have a declining rate at month to month. They're not counting food. They're not counting energy. They're not counting housing. The three things we spend most of our money on. So I think the real inflation rate's more like 12 or 13, maybe 14.
So Kevin, what are you offering the listeners and the viewers today for our show?
Yeah, I'm going to give some money away again, Howie. We had a good response last week. It's the $100 challenge. And that simply means if somebody calls us up, they want to do that portfolio exam. If they have at least $100,000 in investable assets, they don't have to do business with us, but let us run our comparison and leave with a $100 bill.
Okay, and how do they get involved in that?
They can call us or find us online. They can call us at 1-800-989-9100. And by the way, they don't even have to come into the office location. We can do this remote. So if somebody wants to call up, they can reach us, and we'll talk about doing that x-ray. Or frisbeebenefits.com.
Okay, give us the number one more time.
1-800-989-9100, Howie.
Okay, happy Independence Day, Kevin Frisbee, FRISBIE. I'm Howie Carr.